Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 83 for Friday, December 4th, 2015.
Please welcome to the Weekly Dose of Fat, your capable hosts, Sven and Gomez.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Felices, Global Fact Bike Daisy, Vatos.
And please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our humble studio, Mr. J.K. Livin.
Happy everyone, hey.
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly Bikes.
This week's show is sponsored by the Surly Junk Strap.
The Surly Junk Strap is 100% vegan friendly.
And 10% junkyard dog.
Thus the name, Junk Strap.
Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Whoa. Hey, JK, what can you tell us about what we have happening on this week's show?
We start the show with the event of the week. We welcome Nate Phelps to talk about the Winter Rush Fat Bike Race Series and a bit about the 2017 Fat Bike Nats. I say cycling. Next week's secret word will be revealed.
Secret.
The first caller after 8:30 that tells us this week's secret word wins a fabulous prize package. We take calls from our listeners and talk about gnomes and how they affect global fat bike migration.
Gnomes!
Explore the frozen sand dunes of the Fattiform Field Report brought to you by 1UP USA. And finally,
it's time for the Fat Bike Event of the Week.
The event of the week is the Rain, Sleet, Snow, or Heat Fat Bike Race coming up on Saturday, December 19th, 2015, in Cumming, Iowa at Moffett Lake.
Hey, Spinner, did you take a look at where that is?
I did take a look at where that is.
Sorry, everybody, we got Spinner in the studio. Where is Moffett Lake? Because I've been all over Iowa back in the day of running around. Where is that place?
It is in between Des Moines and Missouri.
All right. There. Okay. So the proceeds from that puppy benefit the Central Iowa Trails Association. There will be a couple of links in the show notes when you get to that point.
Uh-huh.
Top of the hill.
Oh, hey, cheers, boys.
Oh, hey, speaking of Spinner again, he brought us in some Tyrena Brewing's Rocky Revenge today from Lake Mills, Wisconsin. Thank you, Spinner.
I thought you were going to shotgun that motherfucker.
No, I'm going to shotgun this one.
I swore it.
No?
A shotgun in this.
Yeah.
So now that...
Now?
Yeah, now. It's the cheers time. Woo-ka-cha! We have a party! I'm cueing you now.
Oh.
Spinner. If you don't want to do it, you know... If you
he's got to drive home, so
don't make me double dog dare you now or anything. Well, he's got a knife.
Did we
or
do it?
A pair of pliers or something.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
What's happening? Yeah. What's that thing? do that thing have batteries?
I need to get back a little bit.
Stand back. Spinner. Jesus.
Can I get this wet?
No.
Oh, you're cold.
Oh.
He made a hole in the bottom of the beer can, folks. It's a 16-ouncer, by the way.
Have you guys not done this? Is this new?
No. I'm just explaining it.
Fat bikes and tall bikes.
They can't. It's not a video, son. It's an audio thing. Oh, he made a very large hole. He's getting some suction going. And now he has cracked the top, and it is...
just somewhat spewing all over.
Gone.
Sorry. It's a doorly.
Jizbop?
Can you clean that up now?
Yeah. Here, let me get this for you, Spinner. Anything else, sir?
Isn't that what she said?
Would you like some brandy after you...
If I you thought this was on radio.
Coos, oh, no, that's Miller High Life. All right.
Well, let's take a quick break here before we talk to special guest Nate Phelps, the man behind the Winter Rush Fat Bike Race Series.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands, Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also, so you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension, we have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at zioncycle.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Please welcome to the show the former president of the Michigan Mountain Bike Association, proprietor of Central District Cyclery there in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and a mouth belt in dog jitsu. Mr. Nate Phelps.
Welcome to the show, Nate.
Maybe the longest introduction ever.
I saw the wheels spinning as he introduced you through through the translucent skull. His brain was in there working away.
It's like a little writhing grub in my skull. So, hey, Nate Phelps is also, he's the director of the Winter Rush Race Series, which is right around the corner. And he's
actually across the lake from here.
Yeah. He's going to tell us all about it. You have any probing questions for Nate about the Winter Rush?
I would just like to tell you that it's across the lake from us, not directly around the corner.
Well, you go your way, I'll go mine, and we'll both end up over there and have a wet burrito or something that they have over there.
Is the Lake Express still running?
I don't think so.
Oh.
So, Nate, tell us about your Winter Rush Race Series.
This is my fifth year of doing fat bike races. This year we're five races this year, and I have an agreement with the City of Grand Rapids to groom and maintain fat bike trail at the city golf course, and so I hold my races there.
Mm-hmm.
This year, kind of excited, we're getting two new grooming sleds made up. We're going to be grooming out to 42 inches wide, and we're prepping the course not as much as we speak, but as it's going in, and so we're looking to be out somewhere around a 5.5 mile loop this year. When I started this, you know, 5 years ago with a friend of mine, you know, where there was not much snow. And so it's just kind of become something we have to kind of really prep up for these days. You know, if you don't groom, you don't really get much of a showing for races. So it's all in a good groom, I think.
Cool. So every race is at the same venue, is that correct?
It is this year, yeah. We, including, as I just found out this week, we will also be, my final race, February 13th, will be the USAC State Championships of Fat Bike.
That's the United States Auto Club for everybody listening.
Yes, sir.
No, it's USA Cycling.
Oh, do we like those guys?
Well, we have one of their, he's a collaborator, man.
Oh, okay.
We're talking to the Empire now.
All right, I'm just a corroborator. I'm not a collaborator.
We're Switzerland.
I'm not. Can I grind my teeth?
Uh-oh, Spinner Ryerson is grinding his teeth. Ignore the peanut gallery about that. So that's pretty cool. You're going to have a state championship. That's actually one of the things that will add credibility to USA Cycling's involvement in fat biking is more regional qualifying races. So when nationals come around, that you have actually qualified.
Absolutely. That was one of our original complaints, was that they just kind of jumped on the bandwagon at the top level instead of working it from the bottom up, which I think is how all race series ought to be going.
I agree. And it's been a bit of a learning curve with me I'm new to USA Cycling, and it's been it's interesting. You know, it's not like, you know, a lot of my races kind of were, you know, pretty beer driven,
mm-hmm.
and you know, now we're trying to see how this will change things if we see a huge increase in competitiveness or how that actually goes. But
USA Cycling cyclocross races allow drinking.
For the spectators.
There's beer hand-ups.
Oh, well, that's once they're rolling.
Yeah.
I don't think you can pre-drink.
Yeah.
All right, well.
So that's one of the beauties of working at the golf course is that the clubhouse is open and they have a liquor license.
Do they have a beverage cart?
They have a liquor license.
A beverage sled that just, like, goes around the course?
They have a beverage sled. Yeah, we're working on that.
All right. See, I'm an idea guy.
You could actually run the course right through the bar and over the bar and out the back door.
Here's another idea to spice up a golf course, race course, is cage dancers.
You can't go wrong with that, can you?
No. Men and women, because we can't be sexist.
Very true. I don't, you know, and I could think nothing better than seeing Gomez in a Speedo.
Dude, I am getting down.
He's
to where,
getting svelte.
You know,
he is. I can still think of 100 things better, but not 101.
Oh yeah, why do you have to do this to the people at home? Because now they're all they're going to be
for the full body wax.
Why would I do that? Would I have such a rich, shiny coat?
That's another 4 pounds, though.
It's true.
Is that aerodynamic?
It's an insulating layer. It's you know, it's a pillow. It's a blanket. It's a sweater. It's a vest.
It's my best friend.
All right, so, we digress.
So all kidding aside,
we never even talked about that. We talked a little bit about Nate's race series, but Nate is also responsible for bringing the USA Cycling 2017 and maybe even the 2018 national championships to Grand Rapids. And that's why Nate has started working with USA Cycling.
I see the end game here.
So I wanted
You're a smart man. Have I told you how handsome you are yet?
See, now he knows. See, now he's put on the Stormtrooper outfit, and now you're talking the Imperial language, Imperial code. So Nate, what I want to know is, what do you think that's going to do for fat bike racing in Michigan? I personally think it's going to bring a certain level of prestige. Well, what say you, sir?
I agree. I think not only the Grand Rapids, but I think Midwest. You know, I'm not sure that Ogden, Utah would have been my first choice to put my first Fat Bike Nationals there, but so be it, you know. But I feel that there's a lot of good race promoters in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Chambers in the Great Lakes Series.
Oh, yeah.
Todd Paquette up in Marquette, you know. And
Rick Plight, maybe, right?
Yeah, Rick Plight a little bit, you know. And I think that pulling this all together, I mean, I do think it kind of speaks well of Michigan in general. And it allows us to kind of showcase what we do best, which is fat bike racing.
Yeah, and reliable snow because of the lake effect and good trail systems.
So I didn't look at Farmer's Almanac this year. What's the actual prediction for the El Nino enhanced snow over there in your area?
You know, I got to be honest, I didn't look either. But I'm working with dates that I know that I have pretty reliable snow.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and so we'll push to be like the second weekend in February, and you know, after kind of like doing this for 5 years, I can look back and go, yeah, we had reliable snow right around then, and usually like a big wet heavy dump, to be honest. So
I think you might actually be the one that gets JK. He held it.
Almost went out the nostril.
I've been trying to make him shoot beer out of his nose forever, and you almost did it. You came closer than I ever have. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Go break.
No, Spinner, this is live radio. We don't get no breaks.
No, we don't get no breaks.
Oh, well, you could take a break if you need a break. Well, I think we've pretty much exhausted.
Especially if it's to get a beer.
Exhausted all of the national stock. I think we've given you just enough of a hard time about it. I think it's a good thing, dude. And my hat's off to you for getting that race to come to your backyard, man. That means that
thanks.
Ned Overend is going to be coming to Grand Rapids, and so will Travis Brown and, you know, a lot of other big names. It's going to be a cool thing. I can't wait.
So, and I, you know, there's some really good local racers, and I just think that it's going to increase the...
Yeah, Jesse Lalonde and Jordan Wakely and, you know.
Yeah.
Gomez is the name dropper.
Well, I am this Howard Cosell of fat bike racing, you know.
Who's your Muhammad Ali?
No.
Well, you know how much those guys made each other's careers.
Oh, it's true. I haven't found it yet. Maybe it's Nate Phelps.
Maybe it's J.K. Levin.
Oh,
Oh, no, it has to be a racer.
I think, you know, locally, you got to go with Nate Bruce Luce.
Oh, yeah? Just because his name sounds like Dr. Seuss. Nate versus Dr. Seuss. I could start rapping right now, but I won't.
So, Nate, what's happening at the shop this year? Are you seeing more and more people getting into fat biking? Is it sort of a steady stream? Because I know you've been doing it for a while, or, you know, what's happening?
He's got skookums.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of those guys.
Yeah.
It's been a steady stream. I mean, you know, and honestly, it's the first year. We have, you know, I'm a Kona dealer and a Fatback dealer, and I've kind of gone through my wave of initial order, and we're, you know, getting ready to bring more in. And it's just been slow and steady. But the other thing we're really seeing a lot of is, you know, tube upgrades, new tires, a lot of people kind of working in the used market trying to upgrade stuff. And
I think wheel sets are going to be a big thing too.
Yeah, that's one of the one of this year's Christmas or holiday giving ideas is a new wheel set for your fat bike, honey.
Absolutely, carbon wheels.
Oh yeah, you know you can't get enough footprint, can you? I mean, geez. But that's what we're seeing is a big trend into, I think, components and accessories. Bike packing really drives a lot, you know, bags.
Oh yeah, you got to be able to. You got to be able to have the bag to put the dead body in to take bike packing with you, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Pack your stuff. Your cappuccino maker, etc.
Well, I don't leave home without an AeroPress, but yeah.
That's a big thing now. Coffee on the trail.
Yeah, the Europeans started that, so I'm not sure. Should we follow or should we?
And now that I'm like a reformed straight edge, half calf, cappuccino kind of dude now. Maybe. Yeah. I was made Sven and JK spit up. Yeah, so now.
So it's the new alcohol free Gomez.
Maybe I should be like. Making coffee on the trail. Maybe I should do some dishes out there, maybe.
You can't be straight edge with the ganja, though.
Well, that's why I said a half straight edge, like reform straight edge or half calf. That's what I meant. But I didn't want to mention the ganja.
But I mean, because you were recently diagnosed with the glaucoma, you need the ganja for the glaucoma.
Well, you know, yeah, 1,000% yes. I agree. So, Dr. Nate, aren't you glad you called now that you're involved with international conspiracy? For God's sakes.
Well, they got the medical over there.
Man. Yeah, they do. I'd love to visit your state.
Yeah.
Next time I come over there, we're going to have to go for a little ride, my man. How's that sound?
Okay.
And maybe you can borrow me that Corvus, since you're going to be riding your Skookum, and I'll let you run, and we'll just... let you like bask in the new unholy purpleness of Otis that is coming down the pike.
Oh man.
Yeah, we got an Otis update today. Otis has been cleaned and reamed and faced and chased and it's ready for the purple.
Ooh. Yeah.
Down at the old powder coater. Raphael Industries here in Milwaukee.
New Richie WCS carbon bull moose bars.
Ah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy stuff going on right in our fat bike world. So let's go do that.
Sure.
We'll have to go to your golf course and ride nine holes and then kick back on the 19th hole and have a half-calf cappuccino with...
Can we do like a a stick golf front and a disc golf rear nine, maybe?
There you go.
Got to mix it up a little bit.
I'll bring my French press.
Stick it up. I have that. Disc in the back. I like it.
All right, Nate. Well, thanks for joining us on the show. This will all be edited down to about 45 seconds where you actually talked about your Fat Bike Race Series. That's the Winter Rush Fat Bike Race Series in Grand Rapids. And we will have a link in the show notes. Nate, you're a gentleman and a scholar. And let's go ride bikes.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks.
Thanks, Nate.
Yep, talk to you guys later.
We'll be right back with next week's call-in question after a word from our...
whether you carry your bikes on your roof or with a hitch, the best way to get your fat bike to the trail is with a rack from 1UP USA. 1UP USA uses stainless steel hardware on their all-aluminum racks and come with a lifetime warranty. 1UP USA racks are made in the USA, right in Wisconsin. Visit 1UPUSA.com for more information on the fastest loading, highest quality rack solutions.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
And we're back. JK, what is next week's call-in question, man?
Who is your favorite bike black ribbon test pilot?
What?
Spinner.
Is.
Of course it's Spinner.
Vote for Spinner.
Call it next week, Wednesday from 8 to 9. Central Standard Time to 818-918-2453. And let's discuss live.
Yeah, we're going to be taking some callers here at 8:30 for the contest.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes until the callers call.
3 minutes. And we should ask some of them what they're doing to celebrate the Global Fat Bike Day.
While we're waiting for them, what are you doing? They're Gomez. Sorry.
I'm going to go to my local trails and ride whatever is environmentally insensitive to the trail tread, whatever is...
Whatever best. Norm hasn't closed off?
we're just going to try and ride responsibly. There's double track there that we can ride. There's a little bit of beach, but we'll find something to ride. It's not going to rain from now till Saturday. So maybe. I have a feeling that everything's going to be fine because you know what? That's pretty much my attitude about everything.
I think we're going to find a couple of bridges, eh, JK?
Oh, yes.
We'll be hiding under a few bridges as gnome clauses.
Oh, very nice. Santa Rampage. Yep. And Spinner, what are you doing for Global Fat Pack Day?
I haven't decided. There's a lot of options on the table. There's a lot of dudes I want to party with and a lot of places I like to ride.
Do you have an agent that people should contact? Should they want to lure you to their Global Fat Bike Day celebration?
What do you offer? What kind of beer are you having? Are you having barbecued wieners in a crock pot?
I might show under up. A bridge.
Cocktail under wienies.
Milwaukee cocktail weenies under a bridge. I might do that too.
I want my hobo beans and weenies under a bridge.
You two could have the Spinner Ryerson at your Global Fat Bike Day event should you hit the cocktail weenie lottery.
Yeah. Can I wear a Santa Viking costume? Is that going to happen?
Santa Vicodin costume?
That'd be easy to do, but...
Have we staggered into the Fatty Farm Field Report?
Kind of sideways moment? Like. Mm-hmm. This week's Fatty Farm Field Report is presented by 1UP USA Racks. The best fat bike rack on the planet is made right here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. So do we have a caller yet? Or shall we...
It's not 8:30 yet.
Or shall we probe further into...
Not me.
Please the Spinner Ryerson. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop all the callers because we're coming up on the 8:30 mark.
All right.
We'll get to Spinner right after we find a winner.
Oh, it's like poetry now.
Didn't you know it's real?
Hey, Tom of the Hill, boys.
And also, welcome to the radio program. It's 8:30 here in the studio. I don't know if it's 8:30 where everybody else is, but
not right
here. We've got our first caller on the line. Who are we talking to?
This is Chris Stewart.
Chris Stewart,
winner of the... You won something from us already.
He hasn't won... Oh, has he won something from us?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, he won a bike from us, yo. Tell me, yeah. I don't got memory. Mm-hmm, that's right. We were just talking about Ogden and Nationals.
And I met you in Utah.
Yeah, I met your whole family. Didn't we go to the hot springs and what? No, that was somebody else.
That was definitely somebody else.
Just kidding.
But the new Svelte Gomez will look good at your hot springs.
Stop. Stop making people imagine me naked or in European swimwear.
You brought up the naked.
I know how I go to hot springs. So, Chris, tell us how gnomes have affected your fat biking life. No, tell us the secret word.
Pizza shuttle.
Pizza shuttle!
You are the winner of our fabulous
awesome
prize package, including a limited edition Surly playing card, a hooded hoodie with Chumba USA on it.
You don't even know what the hell's in that package, do you?
A hooded hoodie, like a sleeveless vest? Is that
what we're doing? Assless chaps?
Assless chaps, damn. That's cold.
Well,
you cheeky bastard.
All chaps are assless. So
all vests are sleeveless, all hoodies have hoods.
And we are going to edit. We're going to edit this part out where you tell us where to send this to. So you can give us your address right now and we will edit it out.
Send all your love letters and fan mail.
But nobody's going to hear that. Except for Spinner.
That's fine.
Spinner. I know where you live. Spinner Ryerson.
All right, Chris. Hey, what's going on in your neck of the woods for Global Fat Bike Day?
There's a big festival, up in Ogden with I forget the guy with the ultimate beard that you guys always talk about.
Oh, Mark Peterson.
But unfortunately, I'm taking a continuing ed class on Saturday and have to attend an 8-hour class. But hopefully, getting out in the afternoon on the fat bike.
Killer, man.
Right on.
Well, you are a 2-time winner. You are one lucky man.
I do have to tell him that you can no longer win in 2015. You're going to have to wait till 2016 for your next winning.
No way. I think he can still win, dude.
Wait, not yet. What? What?
3 times would be ridiculous. I'd be like, next week, we're giving away a long, lingering, sweaty man hug from yours truly.
And also a Surly Moonlander.
We're giving away a Surly Moonlander. Oh, yeah. That's true. And a 1UP USA rack. And a pair of tires. Your choice of the new fabulous Hodag, Rogueru, Barbagezi, and another name that is Narwhal.
Narwhal?
How's that for Braden?
Do they swim on the ice or something?
Here comes the narwhal.
That's a water tire.
It comes studded or
ribbed for her pleasure.
Yeah, that's it. Studded for your pleasure or unstudded but can be studded. What does that mean? How do you say that?
Studless.
Studless studs.
Dear God. Chris, are you still there?
Goatskin?
I'm here.
Well, this is where we say bye-bye. Thank you for calling. You are a big winner. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
All right. See you, Chris.
See ya.
Bye.
Chris Enough. Stewart. He's a lucky dude. He won a bike from us.
He won the Megalith, didn't he?
Yeah. There's lucky and then there's winning.
Can I talk to Mark Peterson quite a bit? Can I talk normal? No. Shush.
No, we did. Do you want to say something?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's doing a lot of events over there.
Yeah?
That Mark Peterson guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the bearded guy that we were talking about.
Yeah. He recently did a thing on Facebook, and he said he wasn't getting enough sponsors out there.
For the old F-Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Fat Bike Ogden Buffet.
Yeah. Yes.
Or Buffont.
And it's like, I think a lot of people commented that, keep the bike thing fun. You don't need to make a lot of money at it right away because it's kind of new, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Right. And Mark is never about making money. He's about having fun. He just can't go broke doing it.
Maybe it costs a lot to get his venue and things like that. But
start small, build it, and they will come kind of thing.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said, actually.
Look at the races that we started 5 years ago that are all international, like hundreds of thousands of people. That's when I'm sleeping and dreaming.
I didn't know where you're going with that.
Yeah. I was just being Mr. Exaggerationalism. Yeah.
But he's very excited about fat bikes, and I hope that his event works out.
F-Bob, man. If you're in that
He just
general...
had appendicitis, I believe.
Really?
I keep it up on the Facebooks.
Oh.
The Facebooks have a lot of news that I don't see.
Yeah.
Are you unfacebookable?
I'm not. I just don't have a lot of time to spend on it. When I'm playing my
You know what you need to do? You need to get a job in IT.
Yeah, right.
Sit in front of a computer all day.
I was delightfully in front of my computer for almost the last 2 days because I went up to Wausau to ride that Cannondale Fat Cad 1. Mm-hmm. And, man, I like that bike.
Where'd you ride it? 9 Mile? Do they have
9 Mile is closed because of hunting.
They got sunny.
I went to Big O' Plain. It's a county park down in by Mosinee, and they've been building single track there, and there's some hairy stuff. You know, we've got 3/4 inch of snow overnight, so got to ride beach, road, single track, double track. It was a nice test for that bike, and I'm liking the lefty, man.
Yeah?
That lefty Olaf fork.
This is an official lefty, because you guys put together a lefty a few years ago.
All right, this is a complete bike from Cannondale.
Yep.
Cannondale official. Okay.
So right around 30 pounds. Front end felt very light on it. So, you know, when you ride a Bluto bike and you go to wheelie, you know, you got to kind of yank on that thing because there's an extra pound up there. Did not feel that at all with the lefty.
Interesting. I got to ride one because the numbers on the bike make me go, I don't know. I kind of know how that should ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It had a more traditional fat bike ride that I prefer. So, I mean, I got to ride it a little bit at night, and then I did a nice 2-hour ride today. So, probably got 7-8 miles in with all the picture taking and et cetera. Right. All the selfies I was taking. The
frantic video with the one moment of terror.
Woo! Woo! So yeah, it's you'll see a little report on that
south of Wausau. So you did not get up to the Underdown trails.
No, didn't get up there. The snow actually was better just south of Wausau.
Okay,
Wausau only got maybe 1/4 inch of snow, and it was a lot more wet.
So what's the place right in town that sounds like it should be in Trailer Park Boys?
Oh, Sunnyvale,
right? Which is not even rideable yet because there's not enough frozen snow ground,
right?
Because that's kind of river bottom area.
And I was talking to my buddy Travis up there, and we have a mutual acquaintance, Bob Dunahy, or Bob Dundee, big MTBR guy, that does the grooming up there for that, and they haven't even started. They don't have snow.
It's pretty cool. Dave and I stopped by there on our way back from the summit, I think it was 2 years ago now, but it was fun, because it's an area you can't ride when it's not frozen, because it is like swampland.
Right. Well, it's a good use.
A great use.
Right.
I've never ridden there. I would like to.
So you are currently testing, Mr. Spinner, the Surly Ops, Ice Cream Truck Ops.
I am.
And,
oh, my God.
Oh! Beer caps.
I got beer caps to the shoulder. I got a cap in my ass.
I couched that. Didn't want to hit you in an eyeball.
I came to Milwaukee. I got a cap in my ass.
Yes, the Surly Ops.
The Surly Ops. Yep. And you haven't even ridden it yet.
I have not. I have not had time.
So we're going to pull you into the studio and take some photographs of you with the bike.
Yeah.
That should be thrilling.
I brought a costume.
And have you ridden an ice cream truck?
I have ridden an ice cream truck.
Got me when I'm passing by.
Oh, my. They always sing that song.
Yeah. Well, no. Actually, when we were testing some fancy fucking bike, and when we did the race out at, I am horrible with names. We sponsored the fat bike.
Her team. Name was Susan.
Oh,
stuff.
At Wausau 24.
Nope, not Wausau 24. And down by you, Emma Carlin. It was Andy, Brian, Furman,
yeah,
myself.
Oh, yeah, all right. It was a WEMS race at Kettle.
Yeah, and Colin. And then,
so we had a Borealis Yampa.
Borealis, yes.
With a Bluto on it. And there was
the original ice cream truck. Yeah,
right.
And that's the first time I rode it. And, I've been talking about it for a while. But I have a Moonlander and a Pugsley, and I'm interested to see what the difference is with the ice cream truck. And like I did say that... it looks a little weird having that huge fork on the front with the 3.8 tire, but I do like being able to put a 5-inch tire in there if I want, because I love the utility. And that's why I ride the regular Pugsley that with the offset, because I like to switch to wheels. I like having options with one bike. I don't want to have a single bike that does one little thing and another bike does one little thing, and I like to be able to switch them around.
And oddly enough, now you have 3 bikes in your possession.
I have 12 bikes in my possession.
But fat bikes we're talking about.
Yeah, fat bikes, yeah.
All Surlys, too.
They are all Surlys, yeah.
Maybe someday we're going to throw you a curve. Oh, we've tested a Chumba for us. You've tested some other bikes for us.
I did. I tested a Chumba. Did I actually see the article? Well, I don't know if it came out today, but on the Horse Thief Drop, they said they paved it out in...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then I read the comments and it was totally a...
Oh, it was fake?
It was fake.
Oh.
Is it April Fool's Day?
It looked like April Fool's Day. Maybe that was April Fool's Day when it actually came out, but I just saw it on Facebook today. But that's when they had the Chumba out there in Fruita.
We have a trail. We have a Ursa Major now in the Test Matrix. Angry Andy is putting that together. Came to us with...
He would be a better tester on that than I.
Yeah, so they sent a rigid fork and a Bluto with it. And some new Maxxis Colossus 4.8 tires that are supposedly their snow tire. So,
well,
else would it be at 4.8?
Well, I've been riding the Minion on the RSD Mayer a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Both Mr. Jim and I felt it was just a smidgen slower than some of the other 4.8 tires we've been riding.
Well, yeah, it's a super knobby tire.
Yeah, but we haven't been on the... It hasn't been snowing here yet, so, yeah. You know, it's like...
You got to judge that tire against Bud and Lou.
Exactly.
You know, because it's a super aggressive tire. I ran one for quite a long time here on the back of Otis. And
the new purple Otis.
Yeah, Otis is coming back online. The Richie Commando, that story is all up in Uncle Gomez's noggin and just has to spill itself off into the keyboard and off to you with little bluebirds of happiness.
I didn't even see what tires I do have on that ops. Do you guys always ride Bud and Lou?
Negative.
No.
Have you run either one?
Yes.
Do you like Bud and Lou or do you like Lou and Lou?
I like Lou and Lou if I'm going to ride.
Yeah. I think that
knobby of a tire.
Yeah, because you don't need that little sideways knob in the middle.
I think
Lou and Lou do enough.
And I think for the way that I ride the majority of the time around here, it's a lot of transitioning, and there's trail with snow, and then there's street. And the street part,
a lot of street around here.
Well, sure. We got
downtown Milwaukee.
Oh, we got 12 miles of trails right outside the door here of the studio. Mm-hmm. We can go check that out.
Let's do that.
I'd just like to add one thing to that Bud and Lou conversation.
No, thanks.
Okay. And that would be gnomes.
Why is there no gnome tire yet?
I know. Why? Why?
I know no reason why there isn't one.
Everybody knows if you want something that sticks to snow, it's a gnome.
Like Velcro.
Like cat scratch fever.
Ooh.
So... We kind of gave away something already here on the old weekly contest.
I know. So nobody else gets a call now.
Well,
nobody else?
Stuart. Chris Stuart.
Stuart.
You won.
And he lives in Utah.
It's Utah.
Utah.
Yeah.
You.
So, JK, I think we got a secret word coming up. Do you have one for next week yet?
No. Something.
Shotgun.
Something. Thing.
Revenge.
Not shotgun, but not, coffin?
Not
coffin.
Coffin.
Not cougar?
Coffin.
Coffin.
Gotta not ride shotgun.
But. Coffins are not cars.
All right, so yeah, secret word for next week is coffin.
So like the box that they put you in before they burn you up? That the kind of coffin? Or C-A-U often? Like what I had to do and leave a couple of weeks ago.
You know, we're giving away a lot of stuff next week for the Global Fat Bike Day Towards for Tots deal.
This is true. And we actually
Do we need to give something away for just one word then instead of getting toys for all the kids?
Oh, yeah. Well, just because we have a secret word doesn't mean we have to give anything away.
Oh, yeah.
We could just have a secret word for be like, you know.
Well, if you don't know the secret word, you can't talk to us next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll just hang up on you. That'll be a good show.
Congratulations, Click.
So let's talk about Global Fat Bike Day. We actually already had someone that did the turkey burn, pie burn, and they gathered 27 toys. So you want to win a freaking Moonlander? Get 28 toys.
Yeah, there was a 41-second video of all of them riding by the camera, too. So it was verified in at least that there were 27 bikes there and people.
Yeah.
There may have been more, but they collected up the toys.
Yeah, so verified. First entry is in. Send in your entry. You can win a Moonlander Ops. This is the John Deere Moonlander. It's in the picture in the show notes.
Complete.
It's in my basement. It hasn't even been... ridden by me.
Even, I mean, even though you threatened in several shows.
I threatened to file this.
Did you teabag the top two?
Not yet.
He hadn't had the idea until you planted it there.
Well, sorry, I wouldn't say
that. Sorry, America.
And then the other thing we have is we have a beautiful 1UP USA 2-bike rack for a 2-inch receiver hitch. It is the bomb, made right in Plattucky,
I'm betting Wisconsin. I'm betting you could get an inch and a quarter on there, too, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could probably get an adapter. Yeah.
That's what she said.
They're not actually made in Plattucky, but they're very close. They're actually very close to the Hirsch Farm.
All right.
That's like not even five miles from Plattucky.
Minutes. Yeah. Six minutes till you fresh you on.
JK living, everybody.
Anytime someone says 6 minutes, I have to hit the druggy fresh button.
I'm putting on my spectacles. I think
they're actually made in Dickieville.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's on the way to Dubuque.
Dubuque.
I used to run that stretch every 3 weeks on there, the old bike wholesale route when I was running through there.
Oh, yeah.
Back when Brian from Free Flight used to own the shop there in Plattucky.
Yep.
Oh, no. Brian Walsh still doing something over there in Dubuque?
Yeah.
Free Flight. There you go.
Yeah. He's got a few fat bikes, but the Platteville shop has a lot of fat bikes. He's got a lot of fat bikes.
There you go. If
you're expanded over his shop, and one side of his shop is only fat bikes.
There you go. Southwestern Wisconsin.
Southwestern Wisconsin and Northern Illinois. If you want to buy a fat bike, head up to Momentum Bikes in Platteville.
He's a new sponsor of the show. He just plucked. is that still Jeff's place?
No. It's Tim. Ingram. Tim bought it from Jim. Was it Jim and Sarah? Jeff and Sarah? Jeff and Sarah.
One of those. Some of those name people.
He bought it from
his shop is festooned with ornamental gnomes, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
He's a big fan of gnomes. Full circle. Did you have a public service announcement to make?
Yeah, it's kind of our keep you safe segment of the show.
Why?
Safety third.
Well, we always say. This is one of those deals where manufacturers make something that they think is cool and then it doesn't work as well as they thought it did. So the fine folks over there at Felt, who came to the Fat Bike show with a pretty good product, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
They're at their 2015 Felt Double 30 fat bikes, which are, you know, a little bit higher end ones with carbon seat posts. They're part of a larger recall of that carbon seat post, which may go snappity snap.
Is it a carbon frame?
Don't talk back.
Sorry.
No, it's an aluminum frame.
Oh.
I believe it's an aluminum frame. I could be rare.
So they just jumped in the game?
We've actually never had a Felt here to test.
They've been in the market for the last two seasons.
In the fat bike frame? In the fat bike market.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah, and it's actually a price point bike right around a G-spot. So,
well, this one is
not for the upgrade.
This is a big one. This is the big daddy with the carbon.
So if you have a Felt fat bike and it has a carbon seat post, go see your dealer and get a new baggie of weed. Or no, do seat post. So have we drifted now over the border and we're in Mexico where fat bike links are legal?
Yes.
Or are we in Scotland?
No. Oh, well, Scotland's with us.
Ay, caramba. That was so good. We should be on TV.
Yeah.
I grew up on TV.
Well, you know, Bruce plays around with tubeless setups a lot, and mm-hmm. I don't think he always has the tubeless compatible tire and the tubeless compatible rim that just goes snappity snap like we can get now.
Yeah.
So he had something that he wanted to do, and he just, and going through the old split tube style again
mm-hmm.
for this particular setup, it worked very well. So it looks like something that you ought to check out because he's using a little bit of foam to build up the middle of the rim and split tube and blah, blah, blah. And for what he's using there, it looks like it works real well.
Cool.
Is that saving that much weight?
It's saving you because they're very thorny over there. They have a lot of those briar patchy thorn things that they, yes, it saves them from having to change tires all the time.
It's rolling tubes. Resistance and the malleability of your tire and the ability to run lower tire pressure.
And also not get thorny, sticky things that's poking true. Holes in your tire.
And people say it virtually ends flats. Not true. I found ways to get flats.
Because I rode, 24 Old Pueblo. mm-hmm. and I just put stands in my tubes.
Right.
And everybody said that you could do that, but it's like split tubes. It seems like a lot of work. And well, if you are put, you going to get the benefit out of
if
it?
If you put it in your tube and you get a big, you know, hole, it'll ooze out of the tube and help. I did that for a few years, actually, where I put stands inside of a tube.
Yeah.
But why have the tube if you're going to have the sealant?
I mean, then, and I guess that's the good question is, are you saving that much weight? And
it's not a weight saving thing. It's more of a.
It is a slight weight savings thing, but the real benefit, I believe, is what I said, rolling resistance. I noticed right away over small bump compliance, your bike just rolls. Like, for instance, you just take grass, like a grass field, and you try and ride that. And if you ride side by side, you would say, wow. This feels easier, like one gear easier with the tubeless because
okay. I'm a single speeder, so that doesn't help.
Think about
you only got the one gear.
Think about okay, it's like going slightly downhill instead of being on flat.
It's like having number one on the old electric fat bike.
Oh,
we're not getting into that, are we?
Oh my god. So, hey, if you got $7,000, you could get a handmade Budenitz. Now, he makes.
Mit Roloff und Belt Drive.
So he makes really beautiful curvy bike frames a la, you know,
yeah, RetroTech. See, this is one of those like
Moon Men and
sort of more mainstream stories. It's like,
how did he make,
you know, I mean, it is a great bike and we know that, but mm-hmm. it's Geeky Gadgets. Who are these clowns with this? What do they do?
Well, the name like geekygadgets.com.
They just try and find the most expensive fat bike you can buy to put it on their website, you know?
I don't know. We should have them on the show. Fill them full of liquor and unleash
hell.
I don't know. Yeah, hell's fury, hell's perhaps.
What are you paying for with that? I mean, where does the 7,000 come from? What
well, the roll-off is at least 16 hundo right now just for the hub.
Hand fabrication. Hub.
Okay.
And it's titanium.
Okay. Is this a sponsor? Do we have to talk
if you nice? If you had no. $7,000... What would you and you had to buy a fat bike? What would you do with that $7,000?
Yeah, come on.
Hookers blow one surly bike and throw a hell of a party.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, maybe a few tanks, no. Boy.
Which surly bike would you buy?
If I had, well, yeah. I mean, if I only had one bike and you told me I can only have one bike, mm-hmm, I'd mm-hmm. punch you in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. One fat bike because it's a family show.
Oh, sorry.
And not in the mouth because teeth, man.
Sorry.
The
one bike that I ride all the time is my offset Pugsley, and I love it. And mm-hmm. you know, I rode it down single this seater is the Arizona. This I rode it Old Pueblo, and I brought it back and rode a sweaty Yeti. It went from 90 degrees to like 30 below whatever they had up there. Mm-hmm. And it's just a do it all bike. It's a mountain bike.
It's the Labrador frame. Retriever.
Yeah,
of fat mean, bikes.
It's an old friend.
Basic. It's the bang for the buck. It's maybe not really great in any one thing, but it's. You can ride that through anything.
And yours is a pure albino, pink eyes, the whole deal.
Yeah, it matches me.
That Pugsley is whiter than you, homie.
Yeah, it's got white tires now. White rims, white tires. I would do white rim strips. I'm trying to think if there's anything. Oh, I couldn't get all white Crank Brothers pedals.
As white that. Grips, white bars, white stem, white seat post.
White seat, yep.
Crap. Hey.
White nipples.
Do you cover your nose?
I should have put pink nipples. Why did I go pink nipples?
Pink nipples.
Yeah.
Have to cover them.
I mean,
what's this from Sarah Palin's backyard?
Oh, it was just one of those things with the mainstream media dealer again, but that's their local newspaper saying how popular fat bikes in Wasilla are getting popular in the valley.
Does Sarah ride in one?
I would not have said anything except, yes, she doesn't. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Sarah Palin's backyard to be a whale tail thong.
You can see Russia from up on that fat bike.
God damn. Hey, no Plus Bikes links this week, but we're hoping maybe springtime.
Well, thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast.
Surly Bikes Parts Chaos.
Learn more at surlybikes.com.
I will. I will look up surlybikes.com when I get home.
Join us next week when the question of the week is, who is your favorite bike black ribbon test pilot?
It says, why are you so sexy?
I couldn't remember the words.
Plus, you can call in and pimp your local fat bike race. Invite all your friends. Tell them to come over and check out your event. Mm, call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message.
That's 818-918-BIKE.
All right, that's our show for this week. Now, please do us all a favor.
And thanks, Spinner Ryerson, for joining us here in the studio.
You're welcome, America and the rest of the world.
I was going to ask
him. Who tuned in just for me?
I was going to ask him to buy a damn t-shirt. Oh. So I can have
a snowflakey t-shirt?
Maybe. No, a Yeti Von Evil t-shirt or the polar bear tail whip.
You already sent me a Yeti Von Evil, and I brought it, and it's in the truck with my tuxedo.
That's because you're special, man.
Thank you.
Tuxedo.
Thank you.
You could be like Spinner Ryerson and rock Yeti Von Evil on Christmas morning, and then all your dreams will come true, and I can have...
Especially your nightmares.
I can have, like, the store brand maple syrup on my pancakes. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, everybody. See you next week.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.